ايوه، بسم الله والحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن اتقى، اما بعد، الحمد لله رب العالمين. We are here today and we are in Surah Yusuf. Tafsir 101 is what we're going to do. We're going to break each surah down for every one of you, from whence it came, its length and name, its meaning, and just what it claims. To learn Quran and pass it down for Muslims learning all around. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Let us get started. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين. So we pick up from yesterday and we begin the story where it was ending yesterday, when the Aziz, he says to Yusuf, Yusuf, أعرض عن هذا, turn away from this. أعرض, أعرض is, this is the act of أعرض, عرض, أعرض, I turn away from something, okay? أعرض عن هذا, forget about this, don't mention it, keep it quiet, okay? Put this pillow under the door. لو سمحت, شكرا. أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك. And you seek refuge in Allah from your sins, okay? Look what you did. إنك كنت من الخاطئين, you were wrong. And see, when it says إنك كنت, إنك, this here is showing that, you know, you were like clearly wrong, as we say in English. You were dead wrong. You were wrong. Innaki kunti min al-khati'in. Okay? And using the plural, okay, khati'in, here is showing you are wrong on always. You with all those people who are wrong, who do wrong. As opposed to anti khati'ah, that's one. That's an individual. But when it says anti, innaki kunti min al khati'in, it puts you, her, in the whole body of those people who do wrong, and it's much more, you know, severe of a khati'ah, how it's being thrown at her. وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين. You see this again? إنا لنراها ولنراها في ضلال مبين. See, the recurring language is so beautiful in this surah. And it's meant to keep that same point. Mubin, first and foremost, clear. Clearly something. We use this word mubin, the ayatu mubin, okay? This is the father, dalal mubin. Again here, dalal mubin, clearly astray, okay? Wrong, not giving somebody the right, the haq, as we mentioned earlier, okay? Being dalalna fil ard, in the land, in under the ground, not being able to be found, and these things like that. So he says, وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ, so the women, fil madinati, who are women in the Medina? The people, the aristocrat women, you know, in the circle. The, when you say al Medina, we mean the people in the good part of town. Okay, these are the urbanized people, the Medini people. Okay, so they're supposedly better off than the people in the farmlands and stuff like this. Is the mentality of people in the city. Okay, so the city women, right, the aristocrat women, the women to do in the circles, they start talking. Because even though the Aziz, the governor, he's trying to keep it quiet, it got out. It got out and it's getting around town. So the women are talking. And what are they saying? Imra'atu Azizi turawidu fataha an nafsiha, an nafsi. قَدَ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّةٌ إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. We done made the hukum on her. We done decided she's off it. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّةٌ. Right? The wife of the governor is trying to seduce her slave, her young man, Anepsi, right? Trying to get him to come at her. Shagafaha hubban means that he has been such a fitna to her. He has mesmerized her to the point where she has so much love for him. Okay? So meaning that she is infatuated with him. Okay? It puts in Arabic, it says, he has mesmerized her and she's falling in love with him behind it. But how we would express that in English is that she is, again, what do you call it? Infatuated. And her infatuation has drove her to do something foolish. Because this is what shagafaha hubban, meaning, you know, qad shagafaha hubban, she's gotten foolish with her love. Okay? Okay? Her love has gotten her to act foolishly. And that's what infatuation is. Okay? Inna lanaraha fi dhalalin mubin. We definitely see that this woman is off it. She's clearly off. She's lost her mind. Okay? فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِنْهُنَّ سَكِينًا. So when she heard, فَلَمَّا, we know we spoke about فَلَمَّا before. فَلَمَّا is when, and then as this when is happening, something else is happening. So when she heard this, she did this. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ, not إِذَا سَمِعَتْ, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ, when she heard about their plot. What is their plot? Their makr. بِمَكْرِهِنَّ means that now they're trying to throw her off of the good women, to lose her status, okay, amongst them. They want to humiliate her. And you know, this social humiliation is a big deal. So they heard, she heard, oh, that's what they're trying to say about me. They get ready, hakama alayya, right? They already put the ruling against me. They didn't even hear my side of it. And they want to go ahead and say that, I know how to deal with these ladies. Oh, it shows that Zuleika, the wife of the Aziz, she knows politics. She knows social, political movements. Because what does she do? Arsalat ilayhinna. She sent all them a da'wah. She sent them all an invitation. Who's going to turn down the invitation of the talk of the town? Who's gonna, the woman gonna say, oh, I went and I saw her. I went, I was there. All of the women want to show up. 40 women, or they say 41. 40 or 41 women showed up. Okay? And these are all the wives of the wuzara, the men of the city who are running the country, their wives. Who's who? They showed up when they got this invitation. Who would dare not be there? وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكِئًا, and she had prepared. أَعْتَدَتْ from عَدَّ عُدَّ. أَعْتَدَتْ, أَعْتَدَتْ, she prepared لَهُنَّ, for all of them, مُتَّكِئًا, some place to recline. She made sure that they were all comfortable. And this is psychologically, what do you call it? It's amazing, okay? When you talk about the wisdom behind this, when you're interrogating someone, when one of the rules that I learned from listening to gangsters, they say that when you want to interrogate somebody, the first thing you want to do with them is you want to make them comfortable. Let them come into your spot, sit them close to where there's an exit, and give them something that'll relax them. Don't just go forward and talk. And that's the same thing you see with the police. Good cop, bad cop. The good guy says, oh, what a nice day and all this other stuff like that. She shows this psychology by giving them mutaka'an, right? She gave them some place to relax. Because mutaka'an is not just a place to sit, but a place of reclining. It shows she gave them a luxurious place. Like, oh, look what she got. She got us laid out. And this is how people think, you know? Oh, she laid it out. She got us a nice place to sit at. They get to sitting and talking and relaxing and forget that this is not for fun. Okay? This is for a reason. And they relax their mind And they got into the groove of all the luxurious things they gave them. And she had the servants come and serve them. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينَ. And so subtly, she's giving them fruit. But what do they need? They need a paring knife. Okay? So they're relaxing. They take out the knife. And then as they're carving, right, they're not thinking about what's going on now. They're in their natural form. Okay? Because before they would have been on guard. Where's this Yusuf? I'm ready. They're tight. But now when she relaxed them, had them recline. Okay? Even the Prophet, he tells us from the Sharia that we do not recline with our backs on pillows when we're drinking. And we don't recline with our backs when we're eating. We have to sit up. And it's being a type of state of attentive body. And this is from the Sharia. It's makruh to do otherwise, meaning it's harmful physically not to do it. Okay? So she's got them relaxed and everything like that. And as they're carving with this knife, as they would normally do, وَقَالَتُ خُرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ. Then she told them, come out. Now you go out there and you appear in front of them. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ. When they saw him as they're cutting him coming up, akbarnahu. Akbarnahu meaning they focused on him. That's one of the meanings of akbar, because anything you focus on gets larger. What does that mean? They couldn't take their eyes off him. Akbarnahu. They were taking every detail of this man in. Right? When you're in sniper school in the Marine Corps, and you look down your sights and you start looking, the thing down at your front sight post, it gets amazingly big because you start focusing on it. The more you do it, the more things you start to notice. Okay, that's why they make you do it 10,000 times so you know what to see and what to expect. So akbarnahu, they started to notice everything on the man. They're looking him up and down. They couldn't take their eyes off of him. And while they were doing that, they didn't even realize. They didn't even stop cutting with the knife. They cut themselves. Not just cut themselves. They cut themselves multiple times. They cut themselves deeply. Not a cut that's going to go away so easily. And why do we know this? The shadda on the thaw. Because I can say, qata'tu nafsi. Ana qata'tu. I don't need a shadda. When I say qata'tu, man, I cut them up. I cut myself, cut bad. So they cut themselves multiple times and or deeply. Okay? Injured themselves. And they didn't even feel it at first. Okay? And they say that when you're looking at your Habib, you're looking at something you love, you're engrossed in something, you don't even notice what's going on around you. Okay? They didn't even notice it. And then, وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. Oh, subhanallah. Allah created this. مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. This ain't no man. Why did they say that? This is not a man. What did Allah's messenger tell us about Yusuf? He was given 1/4 of the beauty the whole world was given. This man was given such beauty. He was more beautiful than anybody and more handsome than anybody who has ever lived. This is from the Qubool, the benefit that he got. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So they were like, man, this guy is gorgeous. This guy's handsome. Hashallah. Allah be glorified. Look what Allah has done. This is not a man. And another reason they said he's not a man, he says, yo, in hadha illa malakun kareem. This is nothing but an angel. This is not just an angel, a kareem. It'd have been enough to say he's an angel. But they said he is a noble, generous angel. Why? Number one, he didn't look at them. He didn't pay them no mind. That was another reason some of the ulama said, akbarnahu. They gave him status. They were impressed with him, right? They looked up to him, akbarnahu. Why? Because as beautiful as all these women were, as well to do, as flashy, and how much clothes they got and all their position, he didn't pay no attention to them. So they akbarnahu aidan. They say that women, from the nature of women, if a man runs after them, but if a man doesn't give them that attention, then they go, what is something wrong? They want to know what's wrong with them. You know, why does he not pay attention to me? But so they noticed him and they gave him more attention. And he didn't pay attention to them. And that's the other reason they said, this man is an angel. Of course, you couldn't get his attention. He's an angel. No one can resist all of us, right? He has to be an angel. In here means inna. This is definitely nothing but an angel. And he's a Kareem angel. Why? Because he's letting us see him. We get to enjoy looking at him. And he's such an angel, he's not even giving us no attention. And they see themselves bleeding, and they have to, the servants, they're helping them hold their blood. So then the Aziz, Zuleikha, she, the wife of Aziz, she comes out, she says, Qalat, fadhalikunnalladhi lumtunni bihi. Yeah, so now this is the one that y'all were blaming me about. What you say now? What's your hukum now? Right? Says this, fadhalikunna. This teaches us about dhalika. Okay? Because when we see dhalika, we just say dhalika, that. We don't realize that this is a three-part combination word. Okay? That is ismul ishara. Grab your attention. That. Okay? We're talking about something. That. I always tell my students in Arabic, that means that. Okay? Just think about it. That. Real simple. What about likum or thalika? Lika. That, lika. So we're talking to you. So I say thalika, talking to you. So I'm saying that, calling your attention to it. But if I'm talking to a bunch of women, I say thalikunna, right? Because I'm talking for them. So whoever you are addressing, the ka is for you. Like we say, assalamu alaykum. Right? So I could say dhalikum wa dhalikunna. It's the same way. And we see this usage here. Fadhalikunna. So that's the one that you all, kunna. That's the one that you all women, the noon and niswa here. The noon here at the shadda is for referring to the women. Think of noon, think niswa, nisa. Okay? That the one that you guys, lumtunnani fi. Is the one that you were blaming me. And we know the word lumtum. So, latalumi walumu anfusukum. Shaitan's going to tell us this yawm al-qiyamah. Latalumi, don't blame me. And Allah's Messenger said, be like those laumatullah, be like those people who don't worry about the blame of the people who make them blame. Follow the sunnah. And don't worry about the laumatullah, the people that blame you for following. So lumtunnani fi, this is the one that you all were blaming me about. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَن نَفْسِهِ فَاسْتَعْصَمَ. And yes, I wanted him. لَقَدْ, I definitely رَاوَدْتُهُ, tried to seduce him and get him to desire عَن نَفْسِهِ from his lower self, فَاسْتَعْصَمَ. But he was awesome. He was, and maybe we get the word awesome from that. استعصم means he was impeccable. He was, yani, we call the Asima, the capital city, because it's impenetrable. Fastasam means he was unable to be broken. And the capital city is called the Asima because it is set up to be impossible to be conquered. That's the idea. You can conquer all the others, but you won't get the Asima, right? The capital city, because it is awesome. You know, of course, impossible to be destroyed. Or as we say in English, awesome. Okay. وَلَا إِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونًا مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Now she starts threatening. She's now gotten herself all worked up. She sees the ladies are agreeing that this guy is a Malikun ma in hadha illa Malikun Kareem. She's all encouraged by this. She says, man, if he don't do what I told him, what I'm ordering him to do. And she's talking about zina. She says, well, la in, not just in, Wala in, and without doubt, if lam yaf'al, he doesn't do. Ma, and the med here, the extension here, is again language. She's saying, ma amuruhu bi, what I'm telling him to do. Wa ma amuruhu la yusjananna, I will definitely make sure he gets thrown in jail. وَلَا يَكُونَ مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ, and he will be brought low. I will humiliate him. I will make him amongst the lowest and low. Why? Because they're saying, look, شَغَفَهَا حُبًّا مَنْ فَتَاهَا, he's still her slave. She owns him. She took him as her son. She gave him this position. But she said, look, I'm going to kick, I'm going to put him down. I'm going to treat him like he's still a slave here. Okay? So she's threatening to make him lose his position. Okay, and the other women are encouraging him, yeah, encouraging her in this regard. Okay, what does Yusuf do? He hears all of this. He's right there. He makes du'a. Look at this, the prophet Yusuf. He makes du'a. قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. He's there. They're talking like he ain't there. Because he doesn't matter. And he says, my Lord, the sijin, Rabbi, a sijnu, to be in prison, the prison, ahabbu ilayya, is more beloved to me. Mimma yada'unani ilay, from what they are calling me to do, what they're giving me da'wah to do. Okay? Mimma yada'unani ilay, nah, I'd rather go to jail. And then he says, he's human. And he's teaching us du'a. How to talk to Allah, how to make dua. He ya'taraf, he acknowledges his humanity, his human weakness. Wa illa tasrif anni kaydahunna asbu ilayhin wa akum min al-jahilin. He's saying, yo, I'm not righteous like that. Like I'm so, you know, inhuman. If you don't help me, tasrif anni kaydahunna, if you don't do something, Allah, to turn these women away from their plot, away from me. Asbu, I'm gonna fall victim to it. Asbu ilay, sub. I'm gonna be poured into these women. Wa akum min al jahilin, and I'm gonna be ignorant. Wa akum min al jahilin, and I'll be just like every other ignorant person. This is what it is. When it's akun min al jahilin, it's more than just being jahil. Like I said earlier, min al khati'in. Like all the other wrong people, min al jahilin, like all the other jahilin, I'll be just like them, min al, from amongst them, nothing different from me from them. And this is the reality of, you know, a humanity, recognizing your own weakness. One of the tricks of shaitan is he tells people that you can do it. You can do it. You don't need no help. You're bigger than this. And so the person doesn't make dua. Okay, when we're not bigger than that, we're human, we're weak. And here the prophet is acknowledging his sexual arousement and excitement. 41 women enticing him to have sex, and he's going to be like, nah, I ain't going to fall victim in that, I'm good. No, he says, illa tasrif anni kaydahunna asbu ilayhinna. I'm going to fall right into it. Not just that, you could pour me into these women. I'm going to lose my firmness and melt into these women and be just like every other ignorant person would be in my situation. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. I like when you do it in Susi, he says, إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. So then his Lord immediately responded to him. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ, and he turned their plot away from them. He got them out of that situation. إِنَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهُ, he and only he is the one that hears and knows everything. السَّمِيعُ, who's also الْعَلِيمُ. And so what's the, he's hearing, but he knows everything. What's the benefit here? Why we say As-Sami'ul Alim as the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the titles of Allah here, this combination shows that Allah hears everything. And you think it's just hearing you, but he hears everything and he knows all the surrounding circumstances. He knows everything surrounding that you don't even know. He knows what's going to happen in the future, what would happen if he would allow it to happen, right? And what's not going to happen. So he hears and he knows everything along with it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُوا الْآيَاتِ لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينٍ. So then what happens? How did Allah turn away from their plot? He made this dua, the ladies go home. When they get home, their husbands, these again, the biggest men in the country, they say, hey, what happened to your hand? Your hand bandaged up, every last one of them. Either they got a deep cut or they have multiple cuts. And they're like, what's up? What happened to your hand? Oh, I was at Sayyida Zuleika's house and I cut my hand. Cut your hand? How you cut your hand? Oh, we're paring a knife and, you know, I cut my hand, you know, and she didn't have servants for you. No, she gave us a parent. They start telling their husbands what happened. And of course, in there's going to be that, hey, Yusuf was, you know, she's in love. They're going to throw it on her. Oh, you know, she's infatuated with her slave, you know, so he came out and, you know, and they're going to say that. So the men get together. The men now, the wuzara, these governors and these different people, the senators and all the big businessmen, they get together and say, what's the deal? My wife cut her hand. Your wife cut her hand too? My wife cut her hand too. All the women cut their hands? Oh my goodness, what are we going to do with this guy? And some of them say, yeah, Miskeen, we can't kill him. He didn't do nothing. Well, buddy, Miskeen, mafa'ala shay. He didn't do anything. He didn't touch our women either. But hey, we can't let this guy go around the people. He's a fitna. We can't go around like our women are now desiring after this guy and everything. You know what? Let's not kill him. Let's put him in prison for a little bit. No? Hattahin. Lock him up a little bit till this thing blows over. Okay? And this is what they say. Hattahin. Heen. It's for a period of time. Han al-waqt. Han al-waqt. Now is the time, right? But heen, and we say dahin, right now. Laysa al-an dahin, right now. Immediately, right now is dahin, okay? Alahin, right now, again, immediately. So hattahin is for a period of time. Uncharted, unnumbered period of time. A short, long, whatever, till this thing blows over. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ. Who's لَهُمْ? The men. Then it became apparent to the men. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ. After they saw all the signs and they realized that the man, Yusuf, hadn't done anything wrong, that it was the women, they still said, and this is what it means, رَأَوُ. They said, رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ, even though they saw all the signs. بَعْدَ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ. After they had saw all the signs, لَيَسْجُدَنَّهُ لَهِزْ, with certainly the noon is تَأْكِيد. They will definitely put him in the prison حَتَّى حِين, for a period of time. And this is where we're going to end this particular part of our story today. Okay? And I want to say something here, you know, about this surah. One of the things about this surah is that it's called, it's one of the mi'in. Okay? This surah is considered amongst the surahs of the 100 ayat, more or less. And it's to replace the Zabur. The Zabur, what is Zabur in English? The Psalms, okay? Allah's Messenger said, the Mi'in replace what we would have gotten from the Psalms, okay? So that's what this is. That's one of the things. The other thing is that when we're told that this is Ahsan al-Qasas, this is one of the best, this is the best story in the world. No one reads or listens to this story except that their sadness goes away. Okay? It says anyone who's sad has huzn and they read Surah to Yusuf from the barakah of Surah to Yusuf is that they get happy. And it alleviates their sadness and it goes away. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. May Allah allow us all to get the barakah of this particular surah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Anyway, if there's any questions about anything that I've covered so far, go ahead and ask me. Bismillah, the doors are open for that. And if there's no questions, then inshallah ta'ala, we'll come back again tomorrow and we'll keep going, inshallah, inshallah, through our story. Hope you're enjoying it, the whole story, the drama of Surah to Yusuf. Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. I'm going to enable the chat, inshallah.
Okay. Aywa. So again, if anyone has any questions, تفضلوا حياكم الله مشكورا نعم الحمد لله and the chat is open, let me see. No questions, just wanted to say salam. Wa alaikum salam. Hey, walhamdulillah. I have a question regarding, go ahead, ask the question. You don't have to say what it is. Okay, we mean, what about the adab of making dua that you want to know in particular? Why, Sheikh, why did the governor allow Yusuf to be around his wife knowing he was a fitna for her? Okay, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. The governor, here a few things come out. I'm glad you mentioned that. Amongst the things that the ulama talk about, the ulama of tafsir talk about, is that, no, I don't want to let this person come in, no. Amongst the things that the ulama talk about is the fact that the governor lost all credibility. Once he allowed them to put Yusuf in prison, it shows that he's not really in charge of the castle or the city. The one who's in charge is his wife. And so like with all the other men too, they have no justice, no stance for justice. They knew this, as Allah says, Ba'da ma ra'awul ayat. After they saw all the signs, after they realized that Yusuf was bari, free, he hadn't done anything wrong, innocent, I should say, they still put him in the prison. And on top of that list is the Aziz. He knew with detail that it was his wife that was the fitna. Okay? And the problem is these people were not Muslim. So him raising Yusuf, he's looking at Yusuf as his adopted son. Okay? He's not looking at Yusuf as a fitna for his wife. He's not looking, she would be his Rabiba in his house since his child, but he was already 10. So he let him be around with his wife. He didn't know his wife was going to be a fitna. And then he thought that she would stop. But it shows that he is not in control of his home, that his wife was, and that he could not establish justice. So this is what happens when you can't establish justice. Okay, as far as hayyakumullah, hayyakumullah, may Allah give you life. May Allah enliven you, okay? And give you life, give you energy, okay? That's what hayyakum, not haytakallah, or haytalak. Oh, haytalak. Okay, so haytalak means, it's two words. The word he or ha is to, like I say, huh. We say in English, H-U-H, huh. What does a huh mean when you say that in English? When you say, somebody says, huh, see, English is really gutter compared to Arabic, okay? We say, huh. We're really savage with the language. In Arabic, you get the origin of it. He or hey, meaning take. Here you go, like you said. What it literally means in Arabic or in Hebrew, it means to... What I'm offering you is now free for the taking. Take as much as you want, leave as much as you want. It's yours. You now have a license to have it. Huh? Okay. He to lack. And lack here is for you specifically. This is especially for you. So he to lack is have at it. Have your way, big boy. You know, this is yours. Whatever you want. That it's as raw as it gets. That's what it means. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So someone says, how should the governor have handled the situation? Well, one, he should have either divorced his wife or confined her from being around Yusuf or anyone else, that she might fall into that same situation again if he was not labud and holding on to her. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he taught us in a hadith that if you have a slave girl who goes out and has sex, zina, then you chastise her, you give her 50 lashes. If she does it again, you give her another 50 lashes. If she does it again, then you sell her. Okay? Even if you get just a little bit, even if you get just sell her for a rope, okay? A piece of rope. It's clear. Okay? So this is what you do with a slave girl. The wife is double that. Okay? Because she's not a slave girl. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. That's how the governor should have handled it. Alhamdulillah. ايوه لكن توقفي شوي ايوه توقفي. So he says, Sheikh, why did the governor, okay, do we have to start with the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the Salatu of the Rasul before we make dua every time? No, you do not have to do. When you make dua, you don't see that in the Quran. You see Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. You don't see them saying Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam. No. That's not necessary every time you make dua, or any time you make dua. Okay, we see it in some dua, not in all. In fact, we hardly ever see it in dua, the praising of Allah, and then on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This happens when we start classes and things like that, conversations. Can we start like our Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu and immediately ask what we want? Yes, not just our Prophet Nabi Allah Yusuf. Look in the Quran. You have over 50 dua in the Quran that just start Rabbana or Rabbi. Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salati wa min dhurriyati Rabbana wa taqabbal du'ai. Right? Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salat. My Lord, make me amongst those who establish the salat. Wa min dhurriyati, and from my offspring, all the way up to the last day. Rabbana, I'm our Lord, wa taqabbal du'ai, accept my dua. There's no, you know, thing, but, you know, Rabbi la tuzigh qulubana, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, our Lord, don't let our hearts deviate. Ba'da idh hadaytana, after you have given us iman and guided us. Okay, so you don't have to start with anything, but you know, you see in the Quran, Rabbi or Allahumma. I hope that answers your question. Does it mean that Prophet Yusuf was also a messenger and came with a scripture? If so, would his people be the Sabaeans? No. What we learn is that he was a prophet. We don't know that he came with a book. We don't know that he came with a book at all. So you need to know that every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. Okay, does that make sense? Every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. I don't know if I said it properly the first time. You cannot be a messenger, a rasul, without first being a prophet. What's the difference? The messenger has been given a scripture, whereas the prophet is giving wisdom and he's prophesizing, telling things that are going to happen in the future and things that happened in the past, and advising and teaching how to apply a particular scripture and how to live the life in a righteous way, the correct way. Okay, and no, his people, how his people the Sabaeans? When we're talking about Africa here, think about where we're talking about Egypt. Okay, think about where we're talking about. People are Nubians. People are Misriyin, Africans. Okay, and this is before the entrance of the Arabs into Egypt. Okay, a lot of people, when they think of Egypt, they think of the Arabs that are there now. Arabs were not there at this time, as is plain to see when you look at all the pyramids and things like that. Okay, they didn't exist in that area at that time. Was the place was still Africans 100%. Allah tells us in the story of Musa that he destroyed those people, okay, and then came with akharin, and that's the akharin, other Misriyin people that you see today, and the Jewish people that were there as well. All right, so you know, this is what you can understand about what the ethnicity of those people were. In some cases, we don't know, but in this case, we know for sure who exactly they were. Okay? And the Nubia people are Kushite people, yeah, Kushi people. So they are basically Ethiopians, as the northern Ethiopians, Oromo, the Nuba, and the different tribes here, or ethnic groups, are Kushitic, like that. So, alhamdulillah. Now, tawakkafu. So he says here, how should, okay, there you go. Okay, shukran. Where you're saying the surahs are with the more, where are you saying, where are you, I don't understand the question, Mr. Ammar, could you ask it differently? Did the Fir'aun at the time of Nabi Musa know that Yusuf Islam as a prophet? They knew about Musa. Yes, they did know. They did know about Yusuf. Yusuf is mentioned in this surah and only two other places in the Quran. But his story is only mentioned in this surah, and it's not mentioned anywhere else. But he is mentioned in An'am in one other surah, but just mentioned. Okay? So yes, they knew about Musa. I'm sorry, about Yusuf. Okay? What they knew exactly, Allahu A'lam. But they knew he was, whether they accepted him as a prophet or not is a different thing. They knew his story. You have to understand, some people are kuffar. They may not have ever accepted that he was a prophet. They just saw him as a man, an opportunist who came as a slave and became the ruler. Allah knows best. Okay. With that said, inshallah ta'ala, we'll stop here. Wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa. What does that mean? Okay, are the surahs with more than 100 ayah to the Psalms? What does that mean? Okay, what it means is this. It means that Allah has broken down the Quran into different parts, okay? And we call it tawal, or the first part, the sab'at tawal. The first seven surahs, ma'ada surah al-Fatiha, are considered the tawal, the long surahs, okay? In fact, actually, I have to stop here. Okay, because, well, we have Tawal, we have the Mi'in, then we have the Mufassal, and they're broken down into two different types, or three different types as well. But each one of these are replacing different things that came before. Okay, so the Sab'at Tawal are replacing the Torah. Okay, or replacement of the Torah. And this is why sometimes you hear the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, you get a surah that never was revealed before, or meaning the meaning of this surah was never revealed before. And when he doesn't say that, then some of the things have been repeated before. Okay, remember the word Quran, amongst the meanings of it, the two meanings of it, one of them is something that is read or recited. The other meaning is, it is al-qarana. It is like the word corner, right? The word corner comes from the Arabic word qarana, where two different angles come together and meet. So the Quran is where the different angles of prophecy come together, and you see the message of all the messengers in one book. The pertinent parts of all the messengers come together in the Quran, and that's the connection. So you can call it the connection there as well. All right. And so in keeping with that, the Prophet told us that certain parts of the Quran are in replace of other revelation that came before. So the seven tawal, the seven long surahs in the beginning of the Quran, these are in reference to, are replacing the Torah. And the mi'in, these are replacing the Psalms. Okay? And then we have the mufassal. Okay? And they're broken down into two or different, three different types. Okay? The long mufassal, the short, the medium, and the short ones. Okay? So I hope that makes sense. But I have to go right now, as I just got a message about that. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.